Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Dancers amongst the stars, the wonder, the beauty, and the magic of who we really are, seen through the eyes of an awakening woman who happens to have a therapist in her pocket, by Jenny Jedley, is a very particular kind of self-help book, a book of remembering. Jenny says our journey is a spiritual one, even if we don't always realize it. Humans spend a lot of time trying to work out who we are, looking for meaning, searching for the big picture. Through a series of beautifully evocative and moving stories, uplifting poems, and insightful observational pieces, you're invited to rediscover the truth of who you really are. As a lecturer in dynamic therapy, Jenny's particular area of research and expertise has been the mind-body-soul connection, an underpinning by the latest research in neuroscience and quantum physics. As a therapist, mindfulness coach, and energy worker in private practice, her work has involved integrating this knowledge with leading-edge thinking on spirituality, the workings of the human psyche, the impact of our developmental history, and the power of intention and the unconscious mind upon our experienced reality. Her goal to incorporate this into her own understanding of the spiritual journey as an awakening woman. Jenny Jedley, author of Dancers Amongst Us, the wonder, the beauty, the magic of who we really are, seen through the eyes of an awakening woman who happens to have a therapist in her pocket. She's our guest from the United Kingdom on today's This Week in America. Jenny, welcome to the program. It is a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Rick. It's a real pleasure to talk to you too.
Boy, so much to talk about. The book is so important and touching on so many issues that impact all of us in our daily lives. Let's start with the beginning on this. I love the introduction because you get personal and you give us the insight why this book had to be written. Talk about this, why this book came about.
You mean how I actually went up to Derbyshire and something amazing happened?
Well, yes, do that, because it's amazing. This was a book that had to be written, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I have always been aware since a child that I wasn't alone, and I have always had the sense of being part of something bigger, and I would have those sorts of experiences throughout my childhood. But something really amazing happened about 7 years ago. I went away for a weekend, one snowy weekend, with my partner to a cottage in Derbyshire, and it had been a long journey and a slow one in the snow, slipping all over the place. And we'd just got into bed to go to sleep, and in this dark room in this cottage, suddenly lights started to shoot across the ceiling: blue, white, pink, yellow lights, like orbs of light from one corner to the other and across the other way. And actually, it was terrifying. We were hiding under the covers, thinking, what on earth is going on, and convinced we were going to die. And as we got frightened, it's almost as if the light calmed down so as not to disturb us. And then as we got a bit braver and we started to look again, it would begin again. And the energy in the room, the vibration of joy and anticipation and excitement and love in the room was immense. And from that moment, I have never looked back. We woke up the following morning and the colours of the world were different. The sounds of the world were different. Everywhere we looked, there were sparkles in the air from Earth up as high as we could see. We had a high ringing in our ears, and we knew something really amazing had happened. And shortly after that, I felt an urge to write. And it's the kind of urge that couldn't be denied. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I would hear the words coming into my mind, and I would write. And I also at one point heard Dancers Amongst the Stars, and my partner heard, hurry up, we've got a book to write. And so Dancers Amongst the Stars, and the energy of Dancers Amongst the Stars, and the contents of it is not mine alone. It is whatever happened in that
Yes.
Cottage in Derbyshire, and has never left since.
It's a just a fascinating story that sort of sets the stage for what Janie has done in the book. The book is receiving excellent international reviews. Talk about when you have this overwhelming message to write the book. You put together this collection of that's so well done. You've got poems, insightful, observational pieces. How long did it take you to put the material, this collection, together for Dancers Amongst the Stars?
Literally a few weeks.
Wow.
The pressure to write was so enormous, and it was night and day. So it just poured. It poured through me onto the page, and there were sheets of paper all over the place, all over the floor, all over the bed, but writing. And I would see psychotherapy clients during the day, and I would suddenly find myself awake at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, ready to write again. And I knew that this book was Dancers Amongst the Stars. I knew what it meant, which was we emerge from oneness and we go back to oneness. We have always been, we will always be, and we are part of the oneness of all that is. And that's what Dancers Amongst the Stars meant and means. And it's the message that speaks to the many followers that tell me daily that those thoughts and truths move them, speak to them, bring tears to their eyes, comfort them. And my goodness, at a time, especially times like we are now going through, that feels more important than ever. And that sense of being somebody that carries, someone that people carry with them in their pocket, who they can call on to, strengthen them, point them in the right direction, say the right thing at times, which is never me, just me talking. It's an energy comes through me. I don't mean that to sound something magical or miraculous. It's just very normal for me that we are all part of a field of conscious energy that speaks through us, acts through us, unites us. And when we find the sense of love and compassion that is the highest vibration of that energy, then we truly know that we're never alone. We know that we are one, and that we're safe, and that we're held. And that it is the most amazing experience in the world.
The book is Dancers Amongst the Stars by our author guest Janie Judley. I'm going to give you her website several times. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll have all of this up on our website. Her website is Janie Judley, JANNYJUDDLY. TheTherapistInMyPocket.com. Now, I'll give you that again before the end of the program, and again, we'll have it up on our website. Janie is an holistic psychotherapist, holistic practitioner. This book is receiving rave international reviews. We're just touching the surface on the book here. Janie's been called Medicine for My Soul, and I think as Janie talks, you will understand exactly why that title is so appropriate and fits so well. What do you hope people take away from reading Dancers Amongst the Stars? One review says, you have an inner peace about you that eludes many, and I know for myself that's what I would like to achieve as well. We sense that inner peace just in listening to you for several minutes. That's something we all strive for. Is maybe the first step on that journey in the book, Dancers Amongst the Stars?
I think those are wonderful words, aren't they? And they hearten me and make me want to do more and give more and write more. I think that it is about remembering. So when I say it's a book of remembering, I think that life takes over, the world takes over, and we forget what babies and young children and those near to passing on, remember, see, have contact with, which is the oneness that we all are. And I think when we when we can really walk daily knowing that we are never alone, that we are held and loved and guided always, that there is no separation, and that we are all part of the same reality. And that is forever and for always. We have always been, and we always will be. Then that is the beginning of peace, that opportunity to begin to remember and feel the remembering flowing through us.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned before what we're going through as a nation here in the United States. You're going through it at an elevated scale right now in the UK. People around the world are going through this. Your blend of psychotherapy, of spirituality, of energy healing, how is that relevant? I'm thinking especially relevant during these difficult times we're going through, trying to make some sense of this.
I think because it's a holistic perception of reality. It's about mind, body, and soul. It's about our psyche and our human self. It's about our divinity and the oneness that we are. So it speaks to all parts of us. And it means that when I talk with followers or we do a live stream together and we discuss these things, it means we're talking to all the different parts of us. Everything is included. All of us is awakening. All of us is healing. And my job, supremely, I think, is to create a space where that remembering and that healing can take place. And that is an absolute joy and honor to be able to do that.
It's a perfect place to turn. We all go through unexpected happenings in our lives that knock us off course, and we try desperately to get back on course, but real honestly, we're not quite sure how to do that. Well, you'll find answers in Janie's book, Dancers Amongst the Stars. You'll find that, let's do social media, and I'd like to get that out there because you've got a huge social media following. People can follow you not only by reading the book, but you can do Skype conferences, Zoom conferences, all of that follow you on social media. Where's the best way? How's the best way to get follow you on social media?
So to follow me on Instagram, you simply go to @JanieJudley. I think there are over 80,000 followers at the moment on Instagram and growing fast. And I think that's because there is an energy in the message that speaks to people, and people want to reach out and touch that message and hear more of it. So a massive following on Instagram, and it's a really beautiful community and amazing to be a part of. On The Therapist in My Pocket on Facebook is my page on Facebook. I'm also on Spotify, on iTunes, and on YouTube as Janie Judley, The Therapist in My Pocket.
And Janie is
so
Yes, we'll have those on our website as well. We're giving you a lot of information, but it's so important that you have this information available. Janie Judley, J-A-N-N-Y, J-U-D-D-L-Y. In fact, if you just Google that, all the rest will follow as you pull up the information on the book here. The book, again, is available wherever books are sold. I don't want to catch you off guard here, but if we've got the time, and I'd love for you maybe to read a piece from the book. Are you in a position to be able to do that? I don't mean to catch you off guard here, but it's so what you do is so well done. I would like to share that.
There's a piece that I wrote called Storm.
Yes,
which I wrote in the middle of a very difficult place in my own life. And I know that this piece speaks to people and what we're going through right now. So if that's okay with you, Rick, I'll read that now.
Please do.
It's called Storm. I cried out in the middle of the storm. I cannot do this. It is too much. Do not ask it. And a voice whispered, this too shall pass. Let it be. All is as it should be. All is well. I cried out as the rain lashed and drenched and chilled me to the bone. I am not strong enough. I cannot withstand it. This will wash me away. I will drown in it. And a voice whispered, you are strong. You are powerful. Stand firm and it will wash over you. this too shall pass. Let go, let be. All is as it should be. All is well. I gasped as the wind took my breath away, tearing and swirling and raging, almost knocking me over. Struggling to stay on my feet, I cried out in fear. I need this to stop. I cannot hold on. I must let go soon. And the voice whispered, your roots are deeper than you think, and you are far wiser than you think. Bend and turn and let go. This too shall pass. Let this flow and move through you. All is exactly as it needs to be. All is well. I cried more tears than I knew I had inside me, and sobbed more protests than I knew were in me. I became the storm. I became the rain, raged with the wind itself. I gave myself up. I let go and became one with each moment as the storm whipped into a frenzy. I held on and held on as I shook and bent and turned and broke and yielded and let go and let go. And finally, 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 at long last, the storm began to ease. The sky became kinder. The rain fell more gently. The wind became a breeze, warm and gentle, tender and soothing. And I remembered all the voice had whispered. And I knew that I was not only the storm and the wind and the rain, but the voice also. I knew that the voice was mine, and yet not mine alone, but our voices, countless voices, all of us, one voice. I knew that where I had been, we all had been. Where I was, we all were. And that where I now stood, we were all now standing. I remembered this voice, down the ages, beyond and beneath and in all. And I let go and let be and let be.
Boy, that is so powerful and well done. I appreciate you. Like I said, I don't want to catch you off guard, but so important that we share some of what Jenny talks about in the book. The time is going by so quickly. You've spent nearly 30 years now working with individuals, couples, families, children, young people, groups, and information's available at on our website and at Jenny's website. What is it like when you see the reaction, especially when you're there and making contact with someone and you almost see that aha moment for them where they feel like, you know, I think I can get through this now. I think I now have the tools that I need to get through that. What's it like for you, a therapist, when you see that connection and what is probably a life-changing moment for that person?
I mean, it is life-changing and it's profound and it's the most beautiful, deeply felt shared moment. It's soul to soul. You look into the eyes of another and you know that you are seeing them, the soul that they are, and in that moment they too are seeing you. And it is a connection beyond the ability to describe. It's deeply beautiful and deeply meaningful. And you know that you have showed up in each other's lives at exactly the right moment to do this thing and to make this moment happen. And it is the most profound recognition that that is what is just taking place.
And if you look at Jenny's website, and I'll give it to you now in another couple of minutes as we wrap up here. Jenny Judley, thetherapistinmypocket.com, and her other website is space2heal.co.uk. You will begin to learn from just going to her website and getting some of the information, and you will desire more to continue on in this journey. And you'll find more as you follow Jenny on all of the social media sites. The name of the book is Dancers Amongst the Stars, The Wonder, the Beauty, and the Magic of Who We Really Are, seen through the eyes of an awakening woman who happens to have a therapist in her pocket. Interesting, awakening woman. I'm going to take just a minute or so here at the end of the program. Is this still an ongoing process for you, getting to the point of awakening? Is that a continual process?
Oh, I think it is a lifetime's journey. Yes. We never stop. We never stop learning and opening and becoming more open-hearted and open to the wonder, the beauty, the magic of everything that we are a part of in this amazing oneness that we share. It's an ongoing journey. I think it never, ever stops. And that's the excitement and exhilaration of it and the beauty.
You know, it's exciting for those of us that have got a few decades under our belt that we're still trying to figure out who we are and discovering things about who we are. It didn't end in the 40s. It's a continuing process, and it can be a very enlightening and enriching process as well. The book is Dancers Amongst the Stars, the Wonder, the Beauty, the Magic of Who We Really Are, seen through the eyes of an awakening woman who happens to have a therapist in her pocket. Now, can't remember all that, I'm sure. If you just do Dancers Amongst the Stars, you'll find the book available at all of the usual places. Janny's website, once again, is Janny Judley, the therapist in my pocket.com. That book website will be up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so all the information will be there. Janny, that has been a pleasure. Janny coming to us from the United Kingdom. A pleasure to have you on the program.
And a pleasure to me.
I would really love to be able to do this again. We didn't even scratch the surface. We didn't even make it to scratching the surface part of what all
but
is.
There is so much to say.
There really is, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that. And all of you have an opportunity to find out by yourself by going to get information on Janny's book, Janny Judley, J-U-D-D-L-Y. Janny, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
Continued success in changing the lives of people. It's been a real pleasure. And again, the book is Dancers Amongst the Stars. Janny Judley, our guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.